giant you're facing this morning? What is it that you need God's help, desperately need God's help to deliver you from?
Hello and welcome to Living God's Way, coming to you from the Germantown Christian Assembly in the Mount Airy section of Philadelphia. In an age when many are abandoning Christian values, Pastor Brian Grant's expository preaching from the timeless Word of God will remind us that the best way to live is to live God's way. In this evening's message, Pastor Brian Grant takes us to the Old Testament and the account of David's confrontation with the Philistine giant, Goliath, to bring out some very practical lessons from this confrontation that help in slaying the giants that show up in everyone's life sooner or later. Pastor Grant will bring out how the warriors of Israel were terrified of this man until a teenager with giant-killing faith showed up. If you have your Bibles, we invite you to turn to the book of 1 Samuel chapter 17 and follow along as Pastor Grant brings this message, Slaying the Giants in Your Life. Here now is Pastor Grant.
One January, we were in Maui, Hawaii, and my wife and I decided we would go whale watching. Now, we had gone on a number of animal tours before, and to be honest, on many of these animal tours, we saw very few animals. And so this time, as we went whale watching, it was only a 45-minute tour. I was pretty sure we weren't going to see very many whales. I figured at the most we would see 3 or 4 whales, you know, and I was hoping they wouldn't be so far away that when you took the picture, they wouldn't even show up. You know, sometimes that's what happens. But I was in for a big surprise. We had hardly gotten started when we came across the whales. In the 45-minute tour, we saw over 30 whales. These were not little whales. These were giants. Listen, if you want to see the whales, you got to go to Hawaii, but you got to go in January. That's the secret. I tell you, I was never scared. It was thrilling, but can you imagine the boat was surrounded by whales? You could literally reach out and touch the whales. I was praying, God, don't let them hit the boat. Because if they hit the boat, I tell you, my prayer life really increased dramatically that day. Because I knew if those whales had hit the whales were several times larger than the little boat we were in. If they'd hit the boat, we would have capsized. And my name is not Jonah. I wasn't sure that the Lord was going to send a big fish to catch me. So I prayed, I prayed. 30-something whales surrounding us. It was an amazing experience. But I tell you, the next time I saw whales, I was on a cruise ship in Alaska. What a difference it made to see them from this cruise ship rather than from that little boat. You know, it's scary when you face a giant close up. But every day, most of us face giants. Now, the giants that we have to face are not necessarily whales. We face different types of giants. For some of us, our giant may be a medical issue. For some of us, the giant we are facing, it has to do with financial problems. For some of us, the giant is a marital problem. For some of us, it's uncontrolled anger. For some of us, the giant is a giant of guilt. Listen, we could keep adding lists. We could keep adding to the list about the giants we face. And listen, you have a giant. Most of us have a giant. What is the giant you're facing this morning? What is it that you need God's help, desperately need God's help to deliver you from? We want to talk about that this morning. You know, the reality is sometimes we get the impression that all these giants were Satan was the cause of these giants. But you know, some of the giants in our lives were caused by us. But Satan will use the giant. Once that giant is there, you can depend on Satan, and he's going to use that giant to make sure we do not achieve the spiritual altitude that God expected. You say, Pastor, why is this in the series on limitless living? Because listen, as long as we have giants in our lives, there's going to be limits on our spiritual altitude. We're never going to achieve all that God intended for us to achieve. And so this morning I want to speak to you on the subject, slaying the giants in your life. The story of David and Goliath is one of the most well-known Bible stories. And this morning I want to look at this story in a different way. It's an exciting drama. We want to look at it in a different way. And I want to share with you six lessons from this story. Six lessons that can help us as we discuss the theme, slaying the giants in your life. Here's the first giant. Don't give your giants a chance to grow. I apologize, we didn't have the NLT on the screen. I wanted us to read it because the NLT version is so good, particularly when it comes to the sizes. Verse 17, chapter 1 Samuel 17, verse 4 says, "And a champion went out from the camp of the Philistines named Goliath from Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. Well, for many of you, that doesn't mean anything, but 6 cubits and a span mean that he was 9 foot 9 inches. How tall is Shaq, by the way? Shaq is what? 7 foot 1. I thought you guys knew all about basketball. How tall is LeBron? Come on, guys, 6 foot 8. You should be all giving me this stuff. 6 foot 8. Shaq is 6'8". 7'1". So who's the tallest NBA players of all time? Manute is one. He's the tallest. Second tallest. There you go, Raj. You got it right. Yao Ming, 7'6". Manute, 7'7". Listen, Goliath was more than 2 feet taller than the tallest NBA player ever. Goliath was so tall that his head would just about touch the basket in an NBA game. He was that tall. Some of us saw Manute play. The one thing you know about Manute was tall, but he was what? He was a thread. He was so skinny, it wasn't funny. But not Goliath. Goliath was 9'9", and he had bulk. Goliath was a scary sight to see. But you know, Goliath wasn't always 9'9". At one time, he was a small guy. No, that didn't help Israel, because by the time he showed up in this particular occasion, he was already 9'9". But listen, I want to bring this as point number one, because this is so relevant, because we sometimes give our giants too much of a chance to grow. And some of you have giants right now that you are allowing to grow. And the more you allow it to grow, the more challenge it's going to present in your life. And so God is saying to us this morning, we have got to do something to stop our giants from growing. You know, the Bible has all sorts of good advice and counsel for us to help us to deal with our giants and to help them to stop growing. But the problem is we run into a situation that people are now thinking that the Bible is irrelevant. I spoke to a young lady just recently, and she said to me, Pastor Brian, the Bible is an old book. So she said to me, she said, the Bible is an old book. And she said, it's not that relevant for my generation. All those commandments and all the stuff, the Bible, it's outdated, Pastor. By the way, she's a Christian, and we need to be for real here. You see, some of us gray hairs, we don't realize the challenge the younger generation is faced with, because too many young people are being sold this lie that the Bible is old-fashioned. Yes, the Bible is good to help you know how to get saved, because you need to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior. But other than that, you don't want to depend too much on the Bible because it is old-fashioned. All them commandments. Well, young person, I want you to realize that this Bible is as relevant today as it has ever been. This is the timeless word of God, and God's instructions are still as important now as they have ever been. Did you know that God's commandments are designed to protect us? Young person, God's commandments are designed to protect you. You need to make sure you take God's word seriously. Let me give you an illustration of a passage of scripture in Proverbs chapter 20 and verse number 1, which we're going to put on the screen for you. Here's how Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 1, here's how it reads. It says, wine produces what? Alcohol leads to what? Those led astray by drink cannot be wise. You ever seen anybody brawling when they're drunk? So God says, anybody who is led astray by drink cannot be wise. You know, just this week, just this past week, a young lady was saying to me, she was sharing, she said, you know, I used to love going out with my girlfriends, and we would get a drink, and we would drink, and I'm finding out that today, one of the hot activities, one of the big social activities for girls is to get together to get drunk together. Oh, y'all didn't know that. We would get drunk together. But I tell you, it caused her so much drama in her life. She shared all the drama she experienced. Listen, my Bible is telling me those who are led astray by drink are not wise. She hurt herself very badly. And I'm here to say to some of you who may be messing with alcohol and you're messing with drugs or whatever it is you're messing with, I'm here to tell you, you need to stop today. Don't give your giant a chance to grow. Even if you're not a Christian, because I know there's some of you here who are struggling with substances and you haven't received Jesus Christ yet. Listen, this is good advice for you as well. Stop. Don't let your giant grow.
Stay tuned for the conclusion of today's broadcast. To help with your personal walk with God, Pastor Grant has made available printed outlines of today's message with all the scriptures referenced. For your copy, please visit our website, livinggodsway.org, that's livinggodsway.org, or call our office at 215-242-5550. Once again, 215-242-5550. And now let's return to Pastor Grant for the conclusion of today's message.
But hey, the message for you this morning, as you were here this morning, and you still don't have Jesus in your life, you need to trust Jesus. With Jesus, you can make it. Without Jesus, you can't make it. Sir, I'm speaking to you. God is speaking to you, young lady. He's saying with Jesus, you can make it. You can't make it without Jesus. And it is our prayer that this morning you will open your heart and invite the Lord Jesus Christ to come into your heart and life. You know, some of you have marital problems. And do you know what some folks do with marriage problems? They do nothing. So guess what? The problem grows. I'm talking to you this morning. If you have marriage drama, you need to do something. The way to stop it from growing, you need to start getting counseling now. Every now and then I run into somebody who has money problems. You know, one of the big things that is that people are addicted to. Do you know that some folks are addicted to a thing called QVC? Anybody? What is QVC? QVC is the shopping channel. I ain't lying. Do you know I know folks? I won't tell you what sex they are. I know folks who are so addicted to QVC. One lady. Oops, I'm sorry. It slipped out. I wasn't planning to say it. It did slip out. But one lady, I visited this person to pray, and she showed me a whole room of QVC stuff. Nothing had ever been opened, but she was still buying QVC. And I am saying to you, if money is your problem, shut off QVC. Cancel your subscription to Amazon. Stop buying stuff Oh, I'm just being practical this morning. Don't allow your giant to grow. Whatever it is you're into, whatever your giant is, whatever it is, we don't have time to deal with all the giants, but God wants you to apply the principle to your giant. Don't give your giant a chance to grow. Point number two, don't be intimidated by your giant. Look with me at 1 Samuel 17, verse 8. Then he stood and cried out to the armies. Goliath is crying out to the armies of Israel. He said to them, why have you come out to line up for battle? Am I a Philistine and you the servants of Saul? Choose a man for yourselves and let him come down to me. If he's able to fight with me and kill me, then we'll be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then you shall be our servants. And the Philistine said, I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together. When Saul and all Israel heard these words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. This big 9-foot-9 giant, he tried to intimidate all the people of Israel. You know, the U.S. military analysts tell us that psychological warfare, attacking the mind, is one of the main tactics of modern warfare. They tell us when you attack someone's mind, you can win the war without ever having combat. And you know, that's what the devil does, you know. The devil attacks our mind. Part of his strategy is to make us believe that we can never be victorious. You're having marital drama. He wants you to believe, listen, you will never get victory, so there is no point even trying. You may as well throw in the towel. Whatever it is you're doing, he is playing a mind game on you. And listen, this Goliath, he marched and paraded himself before the children of Israel for 40 long days. What a thing. He parades himself. He's doing all this trash talking and he intimidated them and they were scared to death. Can you picture this whole military scared to death of one big man? But finally, a lad showed up. Hallelujah. After 40 days, a lad finally showed up. Somebody who believed that his God had the ability to kill giants. A young boy showed up with giant killing faith. You know, this boy wasn't even old enough to fight, because the Old Testament said that you cannot fight unless you are 20 years of age or older. So under the law, you had to be 20 or more. David was still a teenager. All them grown men are crying. A teenager, we don't know exactly, oh, we know he's a teenager. A teenager shows up with giant killing faith. And he believes he knows a God who can kill any giant. Oh, thank God for teenagers and young folks. Oh, listen, young people, I am so glad for some of you. I'm glad for all of you. Listen, to be honest, my heart is just beating so excitedly to see so many young adults and young people getting excited about the things of God and getting serious about serving God. And we are just praying and excitedly looking forward to this thing spreading, where it is going to catch a fire and more young adults and young people are going to say, listen, I have a God who is awesome. He's not only awesome, he's omnipotent, he's all powerful. And listen, boy, we want some more young people with giant killing faith. Some more young people like David, amen? Young people, don't get too discouraged if you see the old folks don't have no faith. Don't just watch the old folks, you know. Because God can do something brand new with your generation. If your generation is willing to say, we are going to trust God. We are going to put our faith in God. We're going to move forward in God's power and in God's strength. Amen. Never forget, the devil is a liar. And every time he tries to tell you it won't get better, every time he tells you that you won't be able to overcome your problem with anger, every time he tells you that, listen, this stuff you did in the past is so bad, you'll never get a relief, your conscience will never be free, just let him know you are a liar. The devil is a liar. There is always hope in Jesus. Amen? There's always hope in Jesus. Isaiah 40, 29. Let me put it on the screen for you. Grab a hold of this verse. Hold on to this verse. Verse 29 to 31. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall, hallelujah, shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, what a Savior. He has done marvelous things. And I trust this morning that we, no matter what we're going through, we will not allow the devil to intimidate us. We will not allow our giant to intimidate us, because victory is ahead. Do you hear what I'm saying to you? Victory is ahead. Hang in there until God gives victory. Amen. Amen. Point number three, learn from your small victories. Learn from your small victories. We're going through 1 Samuel, and now we're jumping to verse 34. But David said to Saul, your servant used to, because here's what's going on. Poor David. Boy, I tell you, all he had to go through just to do the right thing. David is amazed that all these grown men, all these fighters are scared of this one man, and they're defying the God of Israel. He's defying the God of Israel. And David cannot believe that they're sitting and allowing this man to defy God. His brother said, you little, what are you doing here? Can you imagine? He's going to take it out on little David. He's scared of the giant. And David shows up, and David is not scared. What are you doing here? You have no business here. You should be watching them couple of sheep you got. What sort of brothers are these? So the word got to Saul, the king. David is willing to fight. And Saul said, no, he can't fight. Saul says to David, David, you're just a youth. You're a lad. And Goliath is a man of war from he was a boy. You can't deal with this man. Do you see this man's size? But David had what? Giant killing faith. Some amen. David had giant killing faith. And so David says, I will fight him. And so now he's going to tell Saul why he has this giant killing faith. You see, he had won a couple of victories along the way. Amen. He had won a couple of victories along the way. Verse 34. But David said to Saul, your servant, that's me, that David is saying, I used to keep my father's sheep. And when a lion or a goat, a bear, not a goat. A goat is easy to kill and make curry goat. Amen. When a lion or a bear, that's a different story, came and took a lamb out of his flock, I went out after it and struck it and delivered the lamb from its mouth. And when it arose against me, I caught it by its beard and struck it and killed it. Boy, this is some guy. I saw, we were out there in Kenya, and the lion, I was in a vehicle, and the lion was coming our way. I was glad that they moved on. Your servant has killed both lion and bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, seeing he has defied the armies of the living God. Write this down. Small victories will help our faith to grow. Do you see this? David's faith had grown because God had given him victory over lions and over bears. And as far as David was concerned, if God could give him victory over a lion, he certainly could give him victory over 9-foot-9-inch Goliath, because it wasn't just about him. It was about the God.
My friend, Jesus loves you so much that if you were the only person in the whole world, He would have died just for you. No matter what you've done, Jesus wants to save you. He wants to forgive you today. You say, Pastor Grant, what do I need to be saved? You simply need to trust the Lord Jesus, repent of your sin, and turn to Him.
You may pray a simple prayer like this. Dear God, I am a sinner and need your forgiveness. Thank you that Jesus died for my sins. Please cleanse me from all my sin. I receive Jesus Christ into my heart as my personal Savior and Lord. Please help me to live for you from this day forward. Amen. And my friend, if you pray a simple prayer like that and mean it, God will hear you and He will answer your prayer and He will save you. I hope you'll do that right now.
Thanks for tuning in today. If you received Christ or if this program was a blessing, it would be a great encouragement to hear from you. You may call us at 215-887-4750 or visit our website, livinggodsway.org. That's livinggodsway.org. And remember to ask for our daily devotional, The Word for You Today. We'd also invite your partnership in this life-changing ministry. Gifts can be made through our website or by writing to us at 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19119. The address again is 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19119. We invite you to join us for worship this Sunday at 10:45 a.m. It will certainly be a pleasure to meet you. Now, until next week, on behalf of Pastor Grant and our entire church family, this is Steve Washington reminding you that there's no better way to live than to live God's way.